CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A frustrating Friday for people all across the world after a major IT outage was caused when security company CrowdStrike did an update overnight, halting Microsoft systems across the globe. Not good, says cybersecurity expert Daniel Ives.
It's not a good situation because it shows the vulnerability.
It paralyzed everything from banks, stores, hospitals, and airlines.
Dozens of flights were either canceled or delayed at all three major Bay Area airports, likely as the result of the CrowdStrike outage, which caused airline computers to go down. Carolina was one of the frustrated air travelers stuck in limbo at the airport.
Yeah, we don't know if we're going to be here for hours or days.
Hector was flying to Puerto Rico and said the international IT outage is very concerning, but he had sympathy for the airlines.
It's not their fault. Whatever's happening around this world is affecting everybody.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland, California.
In or out, as some leading Democrats try to convince President Biden to not seek re-election, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries implored the party to focus on keeping him in.
He has the vision, I believe, the ability, the capacity, and the track record to make a case to the American people that will result in us being successful in November.
CBS's Weisha Zhang reports the president has become more receptive to hearing the case against him.
That is very, very different from saying that he has decided or is close to a decision about withdrawing his nomination.
New legislation in Louisiana requires schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms.
Louisiana public schools have to hold off until at least November 15 to post the Ten Commandments under order from a federal judge who is expected to issue a ruling on lawsuits at about that time. They were filed by nine families with children in public schools after Governor Jeff Landry signed it into law.
I did not think that posting the Ten Commandments in a school would be so controversial.
Michael Toscano, CBS News.
To the latest on ceasefire talks in Gaza, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says,
I believe we're inside the 10-yard line and driving toward the goal line and getting an agreement that would produce a ceasefire, get the hostages home, and put us on a better track to trying to build lasting peace and stability.
On Wall Street this afternoon, the global outage has greatly impacted CrowdStrike's stock with its worst day since 2022. The Dow closing down 432 points, NASDAQ down 161, S&P 500 off 45. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An air fryer is blamed for an apartment fire in Racine, causing $80,000 in damages yesterday. Eight units are uninhabitable. Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport faces delays due to that global Microsoft outage. It's also impacting local governments and some ATMs. Kenosha is extending swimming bans at three parks due to poor water quality. Southport Park's ban is lifted. Racine's beaches have no warnings. A 25-year-old Racine woman faces homicide charges in the death of an 11-month-old boy. She admitted to possibly causing the infant's injuries, and she's being held in a $500,000 bond. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Milwaukee next Tuesday. She's expected to promote the administration's economic achievements. And the Racine Public Library has named longtime employee Nick Dembski as its new permanent executive director. It follows his interim tenure that began in July of last year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packer players returning to Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers training camp begins Monday morning with practice open to the public. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark is entering the final year of his contract. I was asked on ESPN Milwaukee if he's considered this might be his last season in Green Bay with the Packers.
This is what I love to do. You know, I try not to let, you know, contract talks and all the, you know, the extra stuff get into my mind and you know, play with my mental. I just go out there and play, man. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. I mean, you know, I love what, you know, football has done for me and my family. That's just my mentality. You know, whatever happens, it happens. I'm forever grateful.
NBA, the Bucks face the Phoenix Suns in summer league play. Baseball, Brewers taking on the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Golf, Madison's Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and summery today as high temperatures comfortably flirt with 80 degrees. Alongside calm winds, a few clouds build in this afternoon, but we stay dry. In fact, scattered showers and thunderstorm chances hold off until Sunday afternoon and roll into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no sleep or night. Hazel words, the child of a mountain. She'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes of gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to leap in a sickle billows blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. I think of Simon and Garfunkel every time I make a whole chicken in the air fryer, because what do I put on the chicken? Parsley, sage, rosemary. Yeah, it's true. Here's CCR on WRJN.
I see the moon. back to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, recently, Don Rosen spoke with Rita Hagen from Hospice Alliance about this weekend's Root River Poker Run to benefit Hospice Alliance.
Well, it's our inaugural Poker Run. We're giving it a try. And we're calling it By Land or Sea so that people who are really gearing towards the boaters, they can take their dinghies or kayaks or canoes through that Root River section to go to any of our stops. But you can also drive your car or walk it, whatever you would prefer. And it's this Saturday. Our registration starts at 1 o'clock. And the actual poker run will start at 2 and go to 4. And you'll just go to each of the stops and they draw a poker card at that, and then you stamp it on your poker card. And then at the end, who has the best poker hand?
Oh, that's
wins.
An interesting way of doing it.
Yes. So we'll have a first, second, third, and a last place winner.
How many stops? 5 or 7 are we doing?
We have 7 stops.
7, yeah, 5 or 7. Yeah, okay.
That's Rita Hagen from Hospice Alliance, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? Is it principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, Music on the Monument about to get underway in downtown Racine on Monument Square. This week, it's music from The Incorruptibles, which begins here in a few minutes at 4:30. Of course, all the downtown restaurants will be open, too, for food and drink. It's Music on the Monument. More information at RacineDowntown.com.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim. Loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Yeah.
Other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years now. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were no major injuries after that Racine County school bus accident that sent 11 people to the hospital yesterday. It happened in the town of Dover, with 10 kids and one adult being treated. The bus was carrying 46 kids and 5 adults to a summer camp event and collided with a minivan. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause. The death of an 11-month-old boy on Wednesday has led to the arrest of a 25-year-old Racine woman. Andy Prager faces homicide charges. Police say she admitted to investigators that she may have caused the infant's injuries by setting him down forcefully. A $500,000 cash bond has been set, with her preliminary hearing scheduled for next week. As Republicans wrap up their convention, Vice President Kamala Harris is preparing to campaign in Milwaukee next Tuesday. Her visit coincides with rising concerns among some party leaders about President Biden's candidacy. Harris, last seen in Milwaukee in May, is expected to focus on promoting the administration's economic successes. And the Racine Public Library has named longtime employee Nick Dembski as its new permanent executive director. It follows his interim tenure that began in July of last year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 60s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Right now, it's 76.
Of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. That was Cher's first number one solo hit. A big comeback for her. All of her other number ones previous to that were with Sonny Bono.
Time for the payout.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right, it's time to play Can You Guess? The average person consumes 152 pounds of what each year? The answer is sugar. I don't know, 152 pounds of sugar actually doesn't sound like all that much to me.
Music, sweet music.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, health officials in Romania were called out by a 74-year-old man to investigate a strange smell of gas in his house. And what they found was a dead cow in the man's living room. The man refused to believe that the rotting carcass was the cause of the smell and said he cut a piece off of it every night for dinner.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sausage, premium chicken and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit Uline.com.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Searching for good.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.